Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Listen. I've been announcing bouts in this arena for 11 years. Grudge matches, championship eliminations, a cage fight between Nature and a Golden Retriever. And I would like to state, for the record, that my contract does not cover the emotional implications of tonight's question. Because if it did, my agent would need an agent. One question. 15 wisdom traditions, and a son who may have accidentally invented his father.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question, 15 wisdom traditions every day. Find today's question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, should I keep laughing at my father's jokes even though that's probably why he never stopped making them? The word doing all the heavy lifting there is probably. Not certainly. Probably. That hedge is doing a lot of work. It's the gap between guilt and a theory, between someone who knows and someone who suspects. The whole question lives inside that word. Should I keep laughing at my father's jokes? Even though that's probably why he never stopped making them. Existentialism comes in with a scalpel. It says that performed laugh, the one you've been giving him, is not kindness. It's control. You are managing his emotional ecosystem every time you chuckle on cue. The anguish you feel when the next joke starts, that's not confusion, it says. That's the specific weight of a freedom you've been refusing, which is a devastating diagnosis to get at the dinner table.
Islam and Judaism are basically standing in the doorway going, why is this a problem? Islam says the laugh is sadaqah, a small charity that keeps a man's dignity intact. God commanded honor to parents before almost everything else, and he did not, and I am quoting here, attach a clause requiring their jokes to be good. Judaism agrees and then gets a little annoyed on the father's behalf. The Talmud asks, who is rich, the one satisfied with his portion? Your father found his portion in you. That's barely even a problem. Alif Hauf.
Buddhism and Vedanta both want to dissolve the premise entirely. Buddhism says the ledger you're keeping, what your laugh cost you, what it manufactured in him, that ledger is the suffering, not the jokes, not the man. Vedanta goes further. It says there is no you standing outside this warmth, auditing it for blame. Both traditions are essentially handing back the intake form you've been filling out and saying, we don't treat that condition here.
Stoicism disagrees with all of them. It's not saying laugh or don't laugh. It's saying a performed laugh is a small daily lie, and daily lies calcify. Your laugh belongs to you. It's the one thing in that room that is entirely yours. His joke making is his hunger working itself out. But if you're managing him with false chuckles, that's yours to own. Respond truly or say nothing. Stoicism is not cuddly.
Taoism and Zen Buddhism come at this from a completely different angle, and they're the ones I keep returning to. Taoism says you are not holding him in this pattern. You are simply standing where he can hear himself exist. The valley didn't hollow itself out to trap the voice. It's just a valley. And Zen asks something that genuinely stops the episode cold. Who was laughing before you decided to? Zen does not ask questions that end well for your self-concept. Also, I have to mention this, the pop culture oracle went with Bob Ross. Your laugh is cadmium yellow, keeping the canvas warm. Your father is the brush that kept returning to it. It then said, there are no mistakes, only happy accidents that calcified into dinner after dinner after dinner. Bob Ross as family therapist, profound or completely unhinged. The oracle left that part blank. Sufism gave us the sharpest line today, and I'll leave it here. It said, the grief inside your laugh is the real gift. It is the polished mirror in which his longing and yours finally see each other. Tomorrow's question is waiting at thegodshow.us.
The arena announcer is reviewing his contract. Page 14, subclause G. Questions involving parental need, voluntary complicity, and the specific acoustics of a dinner table laugh. It is not in there. None of this is in there. And yet here we are. If tonight's episode made you feel something in the general region of your chest, thegodshow.us is free. It comes out every single day. And you can support it or subscribe wherever you found this episode. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The announcer will be submitting a formal grievance in the morning. The father will be telling another joke. And somewhere, someone is deciding whether to laugh. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.